Robert, why exempt from disclosure?
Well, it's a typical label they put on documents they don't want to downgrade. So they'll put at the bottom either exempt from exempt. Well, actually, it'll say exempt from downgrade.
Meaning downgrade in security level.
Yeah, security level, right. Exempt from downgrade. Okay. It'll say that down the lower right corner, I believe. It's been a while since I looked at some of those documents. So that the so in a sense, what it's saying, it's exempt from disclosure.
Okay. All right, this person, how did it come about that you got these diagrams of what is below right pat?
Well, it goes back to the civil, what I call my civil engineering person, without mentioning names.
Right.
He and I started working together about 1993. It was over a 10-year effort on our parts. And then we took information from the sources, like Ernie provided a lot of information, and Rick Doty provided a lot of information. And we took their information plus what we got out of the drawings, and we were able to fit all that source information with what was in the drawings.
Right.
And so we could match up with what they're saying with what we found. And
was he still active duty?
We had to go through thousands and thousands, I mean literally thousands and thousands of right pad drawings.
Uh-huh. Was he still active duty when he handed you these?
Oh, he's civil service.
Civil service, but
right.
Still employed.
Right. Yeah, he had a huge interest in it and finding out whether those bolts were really there or not. And so he did a lot of his own investigation, plus we were working together, and he gave me a lot of those drawings, ran copies of them, scanned them in, and then destroyed the original copies so he wouldn't get in trouble.
But he did get in trouble. He got his clearance yanked, right?
Yeah, he in 1998 he got his clearance pulled.
As a direct result of what he gave you?
Right. Let me back up on that. As of 1996, he had his clearance pulled.
Okay.
It's because of when I first posted a preliminary report on the vaults at Wright-Patterson, the Air Force just went ballistic.
Were you contacted?
No, but they had my phones tapped. Has physically ever come to see me.
Okay, how do you know your phones were tapped? A good tap is not detectable.
My good friends like Rick Doty have the abilities and the equipment to test phone lines that can detect rust 2,000 miles away.
Okay. So you believe your phones were tapped, or they confirmed it for you.
Right.
And you did say you had thousands of hours of conversations on phone, right?
Right. Well, with all the people I mentioned to you before, right, we had nonstop, Jamie, Bill, we had Kid Green, Hal Putoff. Of course, John Alexander was out there somewhere on the left. He was never really that involved in it. And plus the people I just talked to you, my
right. I know John Alexander very well.
Yeah, that's why my right pad person. And then we had not only thousands of hours of conversations, but we had these regular meetings up to about 1991, I believe.
Huh. Okay. What Air Force office does counter-intel work?
That would be Rick's old office, Air Force Office of Special Investigations, PJ. We call them the Pajama Gang, affectionately.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that run all the counterintelligence. They protect all the black programs for the Air Force. They have an office right here at Wright-Patterson. They have an office there in the Pentagon, and I think they might have an office at Kirtland, or maybe they used to, but I don't know if they still do.
Where are you actually located right now?
I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Oh, so you're close.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
Close to Nevada.
Do you think your phones are still tapped?
As of 2003, there were still phone taps on this phone line as of 2003. So we just assume they're phone taps on them.
Mm-hmm. All right. When they yanked his clearance, they must have, pulled him in, and he had to stand in front of somebody, and something happened, right?
Yes, but I didn't get those details. I know when I posted that preliminary Wright Pat report back in 96, they sent him to Florida on a vacation for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay. What...
He doesn't tell me everything, but I learn enough things that you can get a good picture of what's going on.
Uh-huh. The Aeronautical Systems Center, ASC, at Wright-Patt, does what? They oversee, as you mentioned, the black programs, right?
Well, you've heard of Aurora, haven't you?
Of course.
Well, they manage the Aurora program out at Area 51.
Okay.
They manage the F-117 and the B-2 when it was hush-hush and in a black program.
All those now are pretty well known.
Right.
One can only imagine, or perhaps you can tell us, Robert, what came after Aurora, what came after the B-2. In other words, those were the secret projects being managed. What are they managing now?
I don't know if they have anything after the B-2. I don't know if they have anything after the 117. We suspect, but we can't really prove at this point that that they manage UFO programs.
You know anything about black triangles?
Yes. Uh huh. No. Are they? Are? Yeah. I know some people say they're ours, but I don't believe that.